Over 1 year ago, Stone Canyon High. The crowd roars as the Stone Canyon Eagles take on the Angel Grove Angels at the former's home stadium. The score is tight, with the Angels only a few points ahead. Number 5, Rocky DeSantos, blasts his way through the mass of humanity and begins charging down the field, before being intercepted. In the stands, Aisha Campbell and Adam Park watch and cheer on their best friend.
He's on their side of the field, so I think that means he's doing good.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Whoa, and that's a touchdown!
Yeah! Go, Rocky!
Actually, I think that was Brent.
Yeah, well, Rocky set it up for him. He calls the plays, right?
Right.
Hey, listen. I gotta ask you something.
Okay.
Just a question. Do you think Rocky likes me?
You've been friends since you were 12, so... yeah, I'd say so.
No, I mean... do you think he likes me as more than a friend? What? That's a no, isn't it?
No, it's not. I thought you guys were, like, close friends is all. I didn't think you saw him like that.
Well, I didn't used to. And then he was with Beth. But now, I don't know. There's just this chemistry when we're together, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
You're right. It's stupid. Forget I said anything.
Oh, wait, no, I...
Wait, what? What happened? What'd I miss?
Rocky scored a touchdown. It's about time. We won!
Oh, woo! Yeah!
As Aisha cheers with the rest of the crowd, Adam lowers his head to look at his feet. Later that night, Rocky finishes getting dressed in the locker room.
Great game, Rock. You clipped those Angels' wings. See you at Benny's?
I gotta meet some friends, but I'll catch you guys up there in a bit.
Okay. Laters.
See ya.
Rocky finishes tying his shoe and picks up his bag as Aisha and Adam walk in.
Are we safe? No one's naked?
Just me. You're good.
Very funny.
Great game, Rocky.
Thanks, man.
What's this about Benny's?
Oh, yeah, we're getting together to celebrate. You guys want to come?
I think I'll pass. Thanks, though.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, I'll...
What the?
What's going on?
The teen trio cover their eyes and turn in shock and awe as from a crackle of light appears a figure. When the light fades and they are able to get their bearings, they see he is an Asian gentleman dressed in a red Mandarin shirt. His shoulder-length black hair falling down over a red headband, a pair of round dark sunglasses completing the look.
Hello, humans. My name is Master Kaku.
What the fuck?
Please, let me explain.
Dude, did you just appear in light? Are you one of those aliens?
Yes. I mean, no. Well, I am an alien.
Oh my god. Guys, run!
I'm not one from the Zadorian Empire. I am a friend, and I have come here seeking your assistance.
Our assistance?
Yes. Earlier today, a fleet entered the solar system, and my surveillance devices have confirmed that the command ship is Serpentera itself.
Serpent what now?
It is Lord Zed's command ship.
And he is?
The Emperor of the forces that have attacked your world these last few months. Rita Bandora Superior.
What the hell does this have to do with us, old man?
Because I know the size of the force that is coming. And the ones you call the Power Rangers may no longer be enough.
The Power Rangers?
Yes, and I have the tools to do so. So I began to scan the country with my ship and specially designed scanners that interface with the power coins. Eventually, the coins led me here. To you three. You have been chosen.
Chosen? For what? What coins?
These coins.
The three look on agape as Kaku pulls from his pocket three golden coins with animals embossed on them. All three glow. The dragon one red, the lion green, and the griffin yellow.
What? What are those?
They are power coins, and they have chosen you to become the first three Thunder Rangers.
Over 2 hours later, after much yelling and many, many questions, Kaku explained it is easier to show them. Now the trio stand aboard his cloaked ship as it flies slowly, high above their hometown. The three and Kaku stand in what looks like a common room, with a mission table in between them in the center.
This is amazing. An actual alien spaceship?
So, say we do choose to help you. What now?
Zed will be here tomorrow. We have until then to find your two other teammates.
Why can't we just go now?
Because three more may not make a difference, but a full second team of Rangers. That may tip the balance in our favor. I only wish I had prepared for this sooner. Had your chi beasts ready.
Or what?
Never mind.
Kaku frowns as he types into the computer on the mission table controls.
Fascinating. The two remaining coins are reacting to two beings in this very state.
Two more people? In California?
Indeed. The first is not far at all, in Angel Grove.
Hey, whoa. We haven't agreed to help yet, man.
Rocky, come on! There is about to be an alien invasion and the Power Rangers need our help. How can we say no?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why these coins picked us, but he's right, Rock.
We're just kids.
So are the Power Rangers.
What?
Okay, so these coins only choose teenagers? That's weird.
It is by design. I will explain more on the way.
All right, fine. Let's go get the others.
Very well, then. Follow me to the cockpit. Angel Grove is only a few minutes away at cruising speed.
Adam follows as Kaku walks out of the room to the cockpit. As they do, Rocky and Aisha look at each other.
This is nuts!
Tell me about it. Come on, blockhead.
San Francisco. Catherine Hillard hums happily to herself as she enters her family home.
Mom, Dad, I'm home. Hello, anyone home?
No, Catherine. They are not.
Who the hell are you?
My name is Rita Bandura, and you are going to listen to me very carefully. And if you ever want to see your family alive again, you will do exactly what I say.
Angel Grove. David Oliver also returns home, looking around his own home for signs of life.
Where the hell is Tommy? He's at fucking Kimberly's again. Broke up my ass. Huh? Hello?
Hello. What is your name, young man?
David. Hey, look, not interested, all right?
He goes to close the door, but it is stopped by Rocky's outstretched arm.
Hey, get back, asshole!
Just hear him out, dude.
All of you, get away from my house now or I'm calling the cops.
Kaku sighs and then produces the Pegasus coin, holding it up to David. It glows a cobalt blue.
What? What is that?
You feel it, don't you? The coin calls to you. You have been chosen, David.
That's it. I'm calling the cops.
David, wait. Listen to him. The world is at stake. That coin can make you into a Power Ranger.
What?
A Thunder Ranger, actually. May we come in?
Half an hour later, the group now all sit in the Oliver's living room.
Bullshit. This is just some scam.
If this were a scam, we all got fooled too, buddy.
Besides, explain that feeling you have inside of you, drawing you to the coin. We all feel it too. We all have it with one of our own.
It is late. I will leave the coin here and let you consider it. But I will return early tomorrow with the others. Zed will be here by then, and you will all know I am telling the truth.
What about us?
I will take you home. You should return to your families before they begin to wonder where you are. I will find the last ranger by the time we all meet again. I will let you know the time and place when we land.
Kaku and the Stone Canyon trio walk towards the exit, but as the three teens from the neighboring town walk outside, Kaku turns to look back at David once more.
Think it over, David. But know that thing calling is the most important thing you will ever do. It may decide the fate of your entire planet.
No pressure.
Indeed. Good night, David Oliver.
The next morning, Kaku walks the streets of San Francisco, using a hand scanner to trace down the fifth Thunder Ranger when he stops and notices a commotion around him.
What the hell is going on?
It's taking over my phone! I can't turn it off!
Me too. Who the hell is that?
Where the hell is his skin?
Kaku looks over the shoulder of one of the pair, watching on the phone screen as Lord Zedd speaks.
People of the third planet, I speak to you from your orbit. My name is Lord Zedd, Emperor of the Andromeda Galaxy. I will be brief. I am now your Emperor. We can handle this change in political status peacefully, or with bloodshed. It is your choice. But first, you have among you young natives who have stolen items that belong to me. They call themselves the Power Rangers. They have committed crimes of aggression against my empire, and as such, will pay the price. But you do not have to. My former subordinate was hasty in her actions to attack you. I will only destroy what these thieves force me to. I am giving these Power Rangers one of your standard hours to surrender themselves and their power coins. If they do not, one of your cities, one of my choosing, will be destroyed, and another for every hour after that. I will begin with the city you call Chicago, Illinois, then Angel Grove, California, followed by Edison, New Jersey, and so forth. These locations were chosen for a reason. The people who know my reasons have an hour to save them. Your time begins now.
It has begun. I need to find the last of the Rangers now.
He walks off, following his scanner and ignoring all the chaos around him.
They're close. Very close.
Are you looking for me?
Huh?
You are, aren't you? I can feel it. Something is drawing me to you. Why?
The coin is interceding, I see. Making you find it. Just like it did with Zack when I somehow knew that I had to give him the coin from the other set. Fascinating.
Sorry, who's Zack? What coin is calling me? Has this got something to do with the aliens that are attacking right now?
Indeed it does, my dear. You had better come with me.
Later, on board Kaku's ship, the Stone Canyon trio being brought aboard after meeting the Master as planned.
Hey, I'm Kat.
Aisha. Nice to meet you, hun.
Yeah, good to meet you. Now what, Kaku?
We need to go and get David, quickly. I am a fool! I should have gone and got Catherine last night. Zedd is earlier than I expected him to be. Now Chicago burns, and the Power Rangers need you.
Across the table, Aisha watches the news footage on her phone.
Oh shit! That dragon ship has landed!
Kaku frowns and puts the news feed up on a holographic projection in the middle of the table.
What is it doing? It looks like it's charging something. Look! In its mouth!
No.
What just happened?
Rocky is answered as moments later the footage is replaced by wider shots from beyond the city, showing Serpentera standing over a smoking crater.
Oh my god! What happened to Chicago?
Where is Chicago?
The primary weapon fired. The city of Chicago is no more.
What do you mean, no more?
It has been destroyed.
What?
Minutes of yelling and then eventually silence follow as it all sinks in.
So what about the Power Rangers? Do you think they were caught in the blast?
No, I saw the Guardians teleport away moments before the blast hit. Zordon must have pulled them out.
Who's Zordon?
Who cares? Let's go in and help them take down that thing.
With what, Rocky? In Ninjori's name, I should have rebuilt your giant weapons long ago. Now, it is too late.
But you recruited us to help.
Yes, but I didn't expect Lord Zed to go this far. I expected ground combat, not this. Without the Chi Thunder Beasts, you have no way to do battle with Serpentera.
So we just, what, stand back and watch?
First, we shall go and get David. Then we shall see.
But David wasn't at his home. Indeed, he hadn't even looked at his phone since he left for a drive the night before. As such, he didn't even know what was happening in Chicago as he stood at the top of a cliff overlooking Angel Grove, the same one Tommy and he had been coming to since they were boys.
Me? A superhero? Why me? Why would this coin choose me?
He looks down at it in his hand, staring at the Pegasus upon it.
Nobody. Loser just lets everyone down. That's what I'll do. I'll just let this cocky guy down. Let the whole world down.
David walks over to his car, opening the door and grabbing his phone when...
There you are! He's here!
Ah, good. It is a good thing I can still track the coin to find you, David.
That is pretty stalkerish, man. The hell do you want now?
David, listen. Lord said just... blew up Chicago. The Power Rangers need us.
David frowns and puts his phone into his pocket.
All right. Fine, it's worth a shot. If I can really help, then I'll try.
Later, on the ship.
Okay, it's time to transform. Here, take these and place your coins in them.
Kaku hands out the Thunder Morphers and watches as the five teens all do as he told them to.
Okay, it's time for some thunder! Do it!
I like that. I'm gonna use it. What do I do?
Wow,
raise the morpher up and activate it. Then call out the name of your beast, followed by Thunder Power!
Okay.
Dragon Thunder Power!
Lion Thunder Power!
Griffin Thunder Power! Phoenix Thunder Power!
Pegasus Thunder Power!
Holy shit! This is awesome! Look at me!
Wow, we really are Rangers.
They're amazing! Sweet!
Okay, not gonna lie, this is pretty cool.
Okay, let's go help out this-
It appears we may be a little late.
What?
Kaku turns on the news showing images of the destroyed Serpentera with the headline, "The Power Rangers Defeat the Invading Force."
Oh, goddammit.
Shortly after, the new team of Thunder Rangers arrive at the base they are told is called the Command Center. The base allowing them entry, just as Master Kaku foretold.
We have to keep fighting. For all those people who died today. For your friends.
We may be a little too late for the battle, but not for the war.
If we don't, then their deaths, his sacrifice, will all been for nothing.
How can... how? With five broken Rangers and one Zord?
If I may interrupt, I may be of some help.
Power Rangers the audio drama, Origins of Thunder, narrated by Nate Lodbrook. Starring Daniel Lee as Master Kaku, Jimmy Ace Lewis as Rocky, Shakira Dunn as Aisha, Will Smith as Adam, Natalie Berrin as Catherine, Dom Solis as David, with Jeannie McGuinness as Rita Bandora. Additional voices by Nathan Marchand and Red Gaulish Ranger. Omri Rose as Lord Zed, with special appearances by Nick Erickson as Jason and Catherine Black as Kimberly. Original music score composed by Declan Gilgallon. Other music from David Falasian Studios of falasianstudios.com. Go-Go Power Rangers performed by Rex and Lauren Anderson and composed by Ron Wasserman. Written and edited by Carl Dutton, with script editing by Sadima Kunji-Botla. Sound effects sourced from freesound.org, pond5.com, and the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Folly. Power Rangers is a copyright of Saban Entertainment. This is a fan production, no copyright infringement intended.